Seattle native Kenny Gorelick, or Kenny G, as he's been known for decades, was a gifted high school tenor saxophone player and a college standout as well. His jazz band director at the University of Washington, Roy Cummings, saw greatness in him early. He gave Kenny paying gigs throughout school when artists like Sammy Davis Jr. came to town and needed a house band. But according to his brother, Brian Gorelick, Kenny's rise from college was less than meteoric.
Kenny had about 9 years where he simply had to play the saxophone, form his own band, and trust that he was going to make it. And those were 9 years of being in debt, 9 years of having audiences less than 100 people, 9 years of touring in a van around the Pacific Northwest. He had those 9 long years until he was discovered. Johnny Carson put him on The Tonight Show, and that really was it.
The year was 1986. The tune was Songbird, and Kenny would go on to become the biggest-selling instrumental musician of the modern era, with global sales totaling more than 75 million albums. On Tuesday, December 11th, Kenny G smashed another record here in the Triad. He and his band joined the Piedmont Wind Symphony for an evening of jazz and music for the holidays. It was the Piedmont Wind Symphony's 13th annual Guest Artist Series performance, and according to Piedmont Wind Symphony Executive Director Cheryl Kingman, Kenny G's Artist Series performance received the highest turnout of any of their classical pops concerts. Current figures show that nearly 3,000 people attended.
You hope you do things like that. You want everyone to be happy. You want the promoter to be happy. You want the venue to be happy. The people to be happy. I want to be happy. So when it works out like that, where you know, sell more tickets and have a great musical experience, it's a great combination.
That's Kenny G. Those in attendance on Tuesday night saw and heard a world-class performer clearly in his prime. He sampled from his iconic Christmas album, Miracles, performed some of his smooth jazz favorites like Songbird, and he thrilled the crowd more than once with flurries of notes on the soprano sax performed over several minutes on one breath while circular breathing. Using that technique in 1997, Kenny G earned a place on the Guinness Book of World Records for playing the longest note ever recorded on a saxophone, holding an E-flat for 45 minutes and 47 seconds. Kenny G and his band were joined often by the Piedmont Wind Symphony in lush arrangements by Winston-Salem's Pat Tucker and Jay Meacham. According to Piedmont Wind Symphony Artistic Director Rob Simon, Kenny G was extremely easy to work with and a lot of fun to be around, and that rubbed off on his musicians, whom he credits for rising to the occasion. The Wind Ensemble's dedication to the concert was not lost on Kenny G himself.
It all sounded great, and it was so fun to play with those guys. And was, you know, I remember one part of the concert where the bassoon player had a nice little solo with me, and that was fun to share that moment.
The event was made extra special by another local connection. Kenny's brother, Brian, led the Wake Forest University chorus to open the show.
I like seeing my brother do his thing. He's a pro. He's so dedicated. So, you know, anytime I get a chance to watch him play his instrument, which is the baton and obviously his teaching, I think he does a great job. I listened to the first tune that they did together. I thought, you know, I want to do a concert with a choir, a symphony, and like a Christmas holiday kind of motif and go on the road for December and do that sometime in the future. So that was kind of inspiring.
It was the first time in the brothers' decades-long careers as musicians and educators that they shared the same performance stage. And according to Kenny's big brother, it may not be the last.
It's only lately that he's been doing concerts with symphony orchestras and wind ensembles where there might be a call for a vocalist. And so being in Winston-Salem, we were happy to be on the same program. But we still are looking forward to being in the same song. So he has some ideas. I have some ideas. Watch for another Kenny G concert, everyone.
Kenny G's most recent holiday recording is the Christmas Classic album, released in October on the Sony BMG label. David Ford, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.